News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Noreen O'Sullivan, in front of the Public Accounts Committee. We're joined on the line by Mary Lou MacDonald, the Sinn Féin deputy leader and, of course, a member of the PAC committee. Mary Lou, I want to get to the substantive issue in a moment, but just before we do that, we are talking about women in public life this morning. You had a very interesting question that you put to Noreen O'Sullivan. We're just going to play a clip, and I just want to ask you about it off the back of it.
What clout do you carry? I'm conscious that you're the first woman in the job. And I'm trying to establish here, Commissioner O'Sullivan, because you are in charge, do you carry the level of clout required for a person who is in charge? That's what I'm asking you. Charge, aren't you?
I, as the Commissioner and the Accounting Officer on Garda Síochána, have responsibilities that I delegate to individuals.
What were you getting at there, Mary Lou?
Well, good morning, Shane.
Good morning.
I'm simply trying to understand what dynamics are at play within Garda management. As you know, because you followed the committee hearings, we have seen a spectacle that is just unrivaled in its chaos and the shambles. And it seems decisions were taken in terms of what was going on in Templemore, although it happened in plain sight, that nobody saw it, not to say anything, regularise it, handle it internally and so on. And I was asking the question of Noreen O'Sullivan because I wanted to know, and I think it's important to ask, is there some dynamic around her being the first woman in the job that in any way impedes, limits or frustrates the authority that she has to carry out her task?
Do you think there is? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know, but I do know that she's the first person. And by the way, I'm not trying to give Noreen O'Sullivan or any other woman in a senior position in public life, but when you take on the job,
fair enough.
You have to carry out the functions. You're either competent or not. And I've been very critical of the commissioner.
That's fair enough. I know you're not trying to do that.
I just want to make that point.
Yeah.
But I am conscious that in an organisation, and there are clearly big cultural issues within An Garda Síochána. We saw that around the whole Maurice McCabe debacle, for example. So I don't think it's a stretch to ask and to inquire where stands the culture in respect of women within the ranks, and particularly in a scenario where for the first time a woman is in charge. Now, I temper that inquiry, and I said it to her yesterday, Noreen O'Sullivan is a person with very long service.
Yeah.
Is she just part and parcel of that culture? Or was she limited, compromised, or did she feel? And that's why I asked about the clout.
Okay.
Is she carrying that level of authority?
Can I put it to you? And look, I do want to move on and ask you about the substantive issue, but I'm just curious about this. When I heard you ask that question yesterday, I did immediately think if a male politician asked that question, he would have got hammered.
Well, I don't see why he should have, and I think it would be very unfair. I wish more male politicians and commentators and others would ask that question. I mean, sexism is alive and well in society at large, and it manifests itself in large bureaucratic organisations, and particularly ones that have traditionally been very, very male. And by the way, this isn't a whinge fest on behalf of women. We're big enough and bold enough to get stuck in and to stand up for ourselves. But we also need to be aware in the culture of any organisation if there is any misogynistic piece. I mean, I'm minded of the fact that a very fine person like, for instance, Tom Clonan identified and blew a very loud whistle in respect of sexism within the Defence Forces.
Sure.
It's not a stretch to imagine, and I'm not bad-mouthing the force. I'm just looking reality in the eye and trying to understand how in the name of God we have one debacle after another stretching back long before Noreen O'Sullivan's tenure, in fairness.
Let's deal with
for
that.
For her,
yeah,
as the person in charge, is that an issue? I didn't get a definitive answer from her.
No.
And just to say this, Shane, there is a cultural audit due of An Garda Síochána. Josephine Freehealy was reminding us of that last night. And I think as part of that cultural review, I think that issue of women and that dynamic within the Gardaí ought to form part of that.
Okay, okay. Let's get to, I suppose, some of the issues that did also come up yesterday at the PSC. It struck me, it's hard to know where to start, but it struck me maybe the most interesting part of Noreen O'Sullivan's appearance was the intervention from the state's financial watchdog, the Controller and Auditor General. How significant did you think that was?
I think highly significant, and I suppose it distills down the issue to the here and now, because the structures that were not just unorthodox, but that were breaches of the law that operated in Templemore date back decades. And as I said earlier, they were in plain sight. So there has been a tendency from the commissioner and others in senior management to say, look, this was a legacy issue. It didn't happen on our watch. And to an extent, there's merit in that. However, where the accounting officer, i.e. the commissioner, is accountable is for the calls, the judgments and the positions that she took in her own time. And one of the things that came to light is that Noreen O'Sullivan says that she discovered only on the 27th of July 2015 that matters were not good in Templemore. That, I have to tell you, is contested by others. Others claim that she knew much earlier than that, but that's her evidence. But we also discovered that 4 days later, the commissioner writes or signs off on a letter to the Comptroller and Auditor General stating that all was well, that there were no irregularities, that everything was fine. The Comptroller and Auditor General, when asked the question, answered very clearly that he felt that he was not given the full information at that time that would have enabled him as the watchdog to actually adequately carry out his function.
You said yesterday she misled. Yeah, you said yesterday she misled the commissioner. Yeah.
Yes, he was absolutely misled. Of that there is no doubt. The commissioner has said that in light of that, if she had it all to do again, that she would forward what she called partial information, that she would have handled it differently. Be that as it may, the evidence that we've heard before committee is absolutely that the Comptroller and Auditor General was misled. And as an accounting officer and as the person, again, who's in charge, not just of the systems and the process, but of the money, it is completely unacceptable, absolutely unacceptable, that the Comptroller and Auditor General, a constitutional office, the person who watches the money on all of our behalves, would be misled by the commissioner. She said that she did not intentionally do that. That was also her testimony. But it is now very, very clear that the CNAG was misled.
Very, very briefly, because we are out of time, Mary Lou, where does this leave the Garda Commissioner in your view?
Well, I've said for a long time that I do not believe that the Commissioner is the right person to lead the kind of radical change that needs to happen in Garda Síochána. The force has been beset by one controversy and scandal after another. I think the Commissioner's credibility as the leader ran out a long time back, I don't believe that her position is tenable. That's been my view and Sinn Féin's view for some time. And if anything, the evidence that we've heard, most especially yesterday, has confirmed me in that view.
Okay, Mary Lou McDonald, Sinn Féin Deputy Leader and PAC Committee Member. Thanks indeed for talking to us.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.